Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. A Council Bluffs man was taken into custody following a high-speed chase Thursday evening in Cass County. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green says 23-year-old Jonathan Adams of Council Bluffs didn't pay an entrance fee to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA Thursday evening and was ordered to leave.
Eventually, they got to where they had to order him off the premises, and due to the number of children and things around, when we have a stranger in the area that's acting outside of the law, we take it very seriously.
Police located Adams near the Sunnyside Pool, and when they tried to make a traffic stop, Adams took off and led law enforcement on a pursuit into southern Cass County.
When they effected a traffic stop to try and find out who the individual was and inform him of, you know, his violation by not paying for his entrance to the Y, the subject chose to take off and try and run from the officers. A pursuit was engaged and headed towards the southern part of the county, and eventually the subject lost control of his vehicle and rolled into a ditch.
Adams was treated at the Cass County Memorial Hospital and later incarcerated at the Cass County Jail. Adams was charged with eluding or attempting to elude a pursuing law enforcement vehicle. A number of additional charges are pending. Three others were arrested in Atlantic. On Thursday, 33-year-old Neil Christensen of West Valley, Utah, was arrested for public intoxication. He was transported to the Cass County Jail. And 21-year-old Justin Jacobs and 24-year-old Robert Hackwell, both of Atlantic, were each arrested today for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Both individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail. A Harlan man faces numerous charges following an incident July 18th. Police say 29-year-old Nathan Ayers was arrested when police were called to a disturbance at 605 Spring Street. Ayers was taken to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with public intoxication, interference with official acts, and assault on a peace officer. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting an increase in motorists using interstate median crossovers to change travel directions and circumvent signed detours. The most noticeable increase is occurring along Interstate 29 between exits 25 and 35 in Mills County, where construction and flood-related detours converge. Making a left turn or U-turn at a maintenance crossover located in the highway median is against the law. When there is a sign that prohibits the turn, not only is it illegal, it is dangerous and a potentially deadly maneuver. Motorists are reminded that persons convicted of violating this law face a fine of $195. Iowa law only permits law enforcement, highway maintenance, and emergency vehicles to use posted median crossovers. The Iowa DOT understands the inconvenience to travelers caused by the I-29 and U.S. 34 closures in Mills County and is working on plans to construct a temporary legal crossover near milepost 32. This crossover will significantly shorten the present detour by using the median and ramps at the interchange. Construction of the crossover could occur as soon as next week. For those about to embark on the muscle straining challenge known as RAGBRAI, help is available. Cyclists who join the Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride Across Iowa can find their guide to the challenging terrain in a series of DNR brochures. Each brochure provides an idealized cross-section and shaded relief map of the day's ride. The brochures highlight the route and the elevations that cyclists will traverse. RAGBRAI riders can also find points of interest and information about the geologic features they will find each day. Riders on day one can expect a knee-breaking change in elevation of 462 feet on the nearly 64-mile run from Glenwood to Atlantic. Sights to see include Iowa's unique landform, the Luss Hills, and the Hitchcock House near Lewis, a stop on the Underground Railroad, while learning more about oil wells and limestone quarrying in Iowa. Look for Learn About the Land brochures at the Iowa Archaeology Outreach booth at the RAGBRAI Expo in Glenwood on Saturday. U.S. Geological Survey staff will be on hand to answer questions, or find brochures online at the DNR Iowa Geological and Water Survey website. The DNR's Geological and Water Survey and the U.S. Geological Survey created the brochures with support from the Iowa Limestone Producers Association. A bike that is believed to be the world's largest is nearing completion at Weyrich Welding Plus in Lewis. Bennett Blake has the story.
Weyrich Welding Plus owner Dwayne Weyrich says the bike that he will be putting the finishing touches on this weekend has drawn a lot of attention from people all over the United States. He says he can't remember an event in the past that has created this much excitement around Lewis.
Not that I know of. It's really gotten crazy, way more than I expected of this thing. And there was four different RagBri teams riding through this morning that stopped and looked at it. I was pretty excited about it. They're going to tell everybody in Glenwood about it, and it's going to be crazy.
People from as far away as Florida have stopped by Lewis to see if what they've been hearing about is in fact real. Many others around the country have emailed Weyrich about his project. By the time the painting is finished, nearly 30 hours of work will have gone into the 18-foot tall by 32-foot long structure.
I just find the time to do it. It's probably the hardest part, but it's been a lot of fun. The frame was probably the biggest. It's just big and awkward.
So what happens to the bike after RagBri goes through on Sunday?
I got an email from Ripley's, believe it or not. It's kind of interested in buying it, so we'll see what happens. And I emailed them back and told them I would be interested in selling it at the right price, and they told me that I had to make the initial offer on what I wanted for it, so we'll see.
As for right now, the plan is to have the bike completely put together by Friday afternoon and finish things off by painting the bike on Saturday. It will be on display on a Sunday as riders make their way from Glenwood to Atlantic on RagBri. Several pictures of the bike can be found on our Facebook page. Also go to our website at www.ks957online.com and 965ksom.com to see the world's largest bike. I'm Bennett Blake reporting.
Thank you very much, Bennett. And that's news. I'm Mandy Bellings.